بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انما يفتري الكذب الذين لا يؤمنون بايات الله واولئك هم الكاذبون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الصدق البر وان البر يهدي الى الجنه وان الفجور يهدي الى النار او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم honorable ulama respected huffaz elders and brothers mothers and sisters assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders and friends, lying is an evil characteristic. Speaking lies is an evil characteristic which all religions and all systems of ethics warn against. Every religion in the world and every system that has ethics in it would warn against this evil characteristic of lying. And which man's innate common sense would say that it is wrong. A person's fitrah, which is called in Arabic, a person's common sense would tell you that to speak a lie is an evil characteristic. Those who possess chivalry and those who possess sound reason would also agree on this. Now, respected friends, you and I know that truthfulness is one of the pillars on which moral survival depends. It is the foundation of praiseworthy character, the cornerstone of prophethood, and the culmination of the result of Allah consciousness. Friends, wait not for truthfulness. Wait not for truthfulness, then the rulings of all divine religion or all divine laws would collapse. Acquiring the characteristic of lying, acquiring the habit of speaking lies, is akin to shedding one's humanity. Because speaking is an exclusive human trait. No other species of Allah's creation speaks except myself and you. So when a person is akin to lying, it is as though that he is shedding his entire humanity. Now friends, our purely monotheistic Sharia has warned both in the Quran and the Sunnah of lying. And there is common consensus amongst all our ulama and amongst all the fiqh and the books of jurisprudence that it is haram. We know and we might have heard that the liar will have bad consequences both in this world as well as in the year after. There is never a moment in which our deen has permitted a person to tell lies or to say whatever he wants based on lies. Now, respected elders and friends, keeping this introduction in your mind, one of the common practices that has become widespread, unfortunately, is called the April Fool's Day. And this what I'm telling you is no April Fool's Day. This what I'm going to tell you now is no April Fool's stuff. This is serious stuff. So one of the common practices that has become common and widespread is this concept of April Fool's Day. Allow me just to indulge a little bit and to give you a background of this. Friends, they claim that the first day or the first day of the fourth solar month, the first day of the fourth solar month is a day when lying is permitted, and it is not subject to any principles, it is not subject to any ethics. But with regard to April Fools, I did a little bit of research on it, and it's amazing what I've come across. The origin is not known for sure. The origin of April Fool is not known for sure. How can it be known for sure when it is based on lies? Nevertheless, there are differing opinions and options in this regard. Some of them said that it developed from the celebrating of the spring at the equinox on March the 21st. Some of them said that it was an innovation that started in France in the year 1564 after the introduction of a new calendar. When France had opted for a new calendar in the year 1564, this is when it started. And how did it start? When a person who had refused to accept the new calendar, he became the subject of some people who embarrassed him and made fun of him, so he became a laughing stock of others. Hence, April the 1st became a moment to make laugh and fun at others. Some of the people have gone on to say that this innovation goes far back as pagan celebrations and pagan and ancient times and is not connected to any specific date. Nevertheless, this much has been written by historians that it is an act of paganism. It was said also that hunting in some countries were unsuccessful during the days or the first days of April. This was the origin of the lies which are made up on the first day of April. Now listen to this, friends. The Europeans call April Fool, they call it Le Poison de Avril. They call it Le Poison de Avril, which simply translated means the April fish. The April fish. Like, you know, I got a big fish. I got a big fish. Nevertheless, why they call it the April fish is the reason they say is that the sun moves from the zodiacal house of Pisces to the next house. Because of the sun moving, that is why they call it April fish, which means fish. And it is a distortion of the word passion. Poison or passion. It is a distortion of the word passion, which means suffering. So it is a symbol of suffering that was endured by Jesus, by Isa alayhi salam, according to the claims of Christians, and they claim that this happened on the first day of April. Some of the kuffar, they call this day the April Fool's Day. They call it the April Fool's Day, as it is commonly known in English. That is because the lies that they tell on this day, or those who hear them might believe in what they have said, thus they start making fun of them and they embarrass them in that way. That is why it comes to be known as April Fool's Day. Now, respected elders and friends, the first ever mention of April Fool in the English language was in a magazine known as the Drack magazine, D-R-E-C-K. It was known as a Drack magazine. What happened here is, on the second day of April in 1698, this magazine had mentioned that a number of people were invited to come watch the washing of black people in the Tower of London on the morning of the first day of April. So this happened in 1698, and this was the first time in England that the mention of April's Day was taken place. One of the more famous incidents that was recorded that happened in Europe on April the 1st was the English newspaper, the Evening Star, announced in March 1746 that the following day, that is the 1st of April, there would be a parade of donkeys. Listen to this. There would be a parade of donkeys in England. So the people rushed to go and see this entire parade where they were expecting thousands and thousands of donkeys to be parading. They continued waiting and waiting, and they got tired of waiting. So they asked, what happened to the parade? They not finding anything, and they knew that they had come to an exhibition of themselves as if they were the donkeys. As if they were the donkeys, Allahu Akbar. Now, respected elders and friends, many of us celebrate what is known as April Fool's Day, or what is literally translated as the trick of April. But how much do we know of the bitter secret behind this day? When Muslims ruled Spain, approximately 1,000 years ago, they were a force that they could not be destroyed, alhamdulillah. There was a force at that time when the Muslims could not be destroyed. May Allah bring back those days, inshallah. Friends, the Western Christians could not wipe out Islam from the face of the earth as much as they tried, but they never succeeded. They tried to limit the spread of Islam in Spain and tried to put an end to it, but they never succeeded. However, they tried numerous times. As if you ever get the time to read the history of Andalus, read the history of Spain, and it's remarkable to what glory Allah had taken Islam and how Islam fell as well. Nevertheless, what they decided to do is they sent spies into Spain. They sent spies into Spain to study and find out the secret of the Muslims. What is the strength of the Muslims that we cannot break? Why are we not succeeding in disuniting them? Why are we not succeeding in bringing an end to them? They came up with the conclusion. They discovered that there was one ingredient that was protecting the Muslims, and that was the ingredients of taqwa, Allah consciousness. Piety was the reason why they could not succeed. So what they decided to do, they started to think of strategies to break the strength. On this basis, they decided to send wine and cigars to Spain. What they decided to do, they decided to send entertainment. You know, today the world is all about entertainment. So they decided to entertain the Muslims with wine and cigars. This tactic produced results. And the faith of the Muslims slowly but surely began to weaken, especially among the youth in Spain. And today that is exactly the same tactic that is being used to drain the little of Iman and Allah consciousness that our youth have in them. So this strategy worked. The result was that Western Catholic Christians subdued the whole of Spain and put an end to the Muslim rule of that land, which had lasted for approximately more than 800 years. Yes. And friends, the last stronghold of Muslims, which happened in Granada, fell on April 1st. Hence, they considered this to be the trick of April. From that year until present, they celebrate this day and they regard Muslims as fools. They do not regard only the army of Granada to be fools and easily deceived, rather they apply that to the entire Muslim Ummah. Our friends, after knowing the reality, let us make a promise to ourselves that we will never celebrate this day. That's the least we can do. Let us make a promise to ourselves that we will not celebrate this day, and like that many other pagan days that are in our calendar. We have to learn from the Spanish. From the incident of Spain, we have to learn that the reality of Islam lies solely in Allah consciousness. It does not matter, friends, really it does not matter what the origin of April Fool are. What matters more important is to know the ruling on lying on this day, which we are sure did not exist during the first and the best generation of Islam. It did not come from the Muslims, but rather from the enemies. You know, sometimes you hear on this day that people would say that your child or spouse or someone dear has passed on, and you are unable to bear the shock, and people have died because of that. Some of them have been told on this day that they have been laid off, etc., or there has been a fire or an accident or whatever the case may be. Remember, friends, you have deceived, you have lied to your fellow Muslim brother. Now, you know, just listen to this three ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it comes to lying. And today, unfortunately, it has become a profession. It has become a profession to lie. And you see the Muslims, how they queue for tickets when there is a comedy show. Front row tickets. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, destruction to be the one who lies in order to make people laugh. Woe unto him, woe unto him, woe unto him. In another hadith, a person is not a complete believer until he forsakes lying, even in joking. Even in jest or in fun, a person cannot be a complete believer until he forsakes lying. In another hadith, the one who deceives, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, is not from amongst us. Yet in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a Muslim and lies, kalla wa rabbil ka'ba, cannot go together. A Muslim and lies cannot go together. I leave you with the last hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah. In the middle of Jannah, I guarantee a house for that person who abandons lies even because of jest or joking. Even if it means by means of jest or joking, but he prevents himself from lying, my Nabi has said, I guarantee for him a house in the middle of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of us the ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.